I was sitting with Shabbat lunch with a periodontist. No idea what that means, but he was telling me that he does implants in people's teeth. He says sometimes they use cow bone, sometimes they use cadaver bone, meaning human beings. He said my boss, he says he's a Persian Kohen, and his rabbi told him the days that we use cadaver bone in the practice shouldn't go to work. You know, people are tame. People are tame ba'ohel. Kohanim are not allowed to become tamei to dead people. Don't go to work that day. Chodar Ashok, the guy has plenty of money. It's okay if he doesn't go to work that day. That's okay. Fine. That problem is not a problem. I was sitting there. I'm like, I was ready to scream at him. Are you kidding? That's totally incorrect. Human beings are tamei ba'ohel. Good. If you're a Jew, number one. Number two, if you're not Jewish, it's a chumrah. We're not mirmakbid. You shouldn't become tamei to be non-Jews in an ohel. Very nice. But how much bone do you need to do that? No? It's a pretty important question. It's a very important question. When it comes to etzem kaseora, Gemara talks about shiurin. Etzem kaseora, a barley's worth of bone is metame a person, but not ba'ohel. Not in the same room as him. Only tumat maga, when you touch it, you become tame. In order to become tamei tumat oel, a person needs to have rov minyan or rov binyan, the quantity, the majority of the body, in terms of numbers or in terms of no major functions, the spine, the head. If you don't have a skeleton, there's no tumat oel there. So a hospital is a big problem. A museum is a big problem. You have to have figured those things out. It's a very serious issue. Driving under the trees that also cross over into the cemeteries is a big problem, okay? But other than that, what's wrong with a little bit of powder that they're putting in a tooth? It's not even an etzem kaseora. Or at least, it depends on how much they have. I asked that guy, how much do you have in one day? How much of this cadaver stuff do you have in one day in your practice? He says, just enough to use. Oh, they don't have like a sack of it sitting there. A little bit. So I thought it was open and shut. And then I was corrected. There is, you're right. Tumat maga, you need to have etzem kaseora. And the guy in the practice is not touching it. It's true. The guy getting the implant might be a question. But it's not big enough. It's not a seora. The guy giving the implant, same question. But being in the room is not a problem. Unless you say like this. There's this thing called melo tarvad rekev. Halacha l'moshe v'sinai, you have a spoon. Kohanim have to know this. You work with the Hamikdash, the Tarvad. You have to know how, it's a big spoon, it's about like two handfuls of rekev, of decomposed, you know, body. You have that, it's also time, but how much is that? Maybe it's enough that they have in the bag that day, maybe it's not. It's a big question now. Are you allowed to be in the same room with it or not? This is a big debate, contemporary halakha. Rabbi Blake in Manhattan, Rabbi Asher Weiss in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Simon's friend, Rabbi David Shaptai in Florida, have all written about this topic. Bottom line, they say, the bone is so processed that it's no longer tamei tumat oel anymore. It's not considered bone anymore. It's so dried out, it's not considered bone anymore. And number three, it comes from more than one person, so altogether it's not going to be tamei tumat oel. So now, I'm sure there are no dentists in the room. Everyone's in business, right? Yeah? Okay, fine. Anyway. But if you ever want to get or give or be in the room as such a thing, you have to know halakha. So sometimes it's so important to realize serious issues like these. You have to know basic mishnayot and halalot and nazir. People think nothing of these things are not halakha l'moshe halakha l'maaseh at all, but they are so l'maaseh. You just have to find the case that they apply. Everyone should have a great day, and everyone should be healthy and brush your teeth. Okay.